Well, to make a perfect croissant, you need to have a perfect flour. I mean, strong flour. It always begin with a good quality of flour. There is a many way you can do the croissant. Let's break it down. Look, what are the possible method to make good quality croissant? You can make a croissant using Polish method. You make a Polish, this rest for 24 hours, and after some times you can make the main dough, main croissant dough. The dough always need to be rest for at least 12 hours, and when the dough rest, after that you can go ahead and do the folding. Okay, let's look at the step what you need to do folding. Before folding, you need to have a butter to be a sheet butter, or if it's not a sheet, you tap the butter, make into a sheet, so the butter even easier to spread laminate between the dough. So the most important part to understand for croissant, butter and the dough should be a same temperature. If the dough is soft, butter is hard, the dough gonna break. It's kind of gonna break. The dough gonna break, and then it will not be smooth in the end. So we have to flatten the dough and add the butter and give a fold, and come back and add another fold, flatten, add another fold, flatten. I repeat the process 3 times. You know what I do is I just cut the edge of the corner of the croissant dough. But once I add the butter, I see the layers. And sometimes by mistake, you might be able to give me too many layers or too less layers, which is not good. You have to get perfect butter between the layers. What are the best butter for the croissant? This is what often people ask me. Okay. My favorite so far, it's Insigne butter, French butter called Insigne. It spells Isigny, Insigne. I also like Coleman butter. Coleman butter spells Corman, Coleman butter. I also like Elevia butter, and there's another butter called Grand Fromage, which is also an excellent butter. There's so many quality type of croissant laminating butter you can use. Always choose the best brand to get the best quality. And often people are asking me, what kind of flour am I using? Well, I use different kind of flour. Okay, so I use type 55 flour and type 45 flour. I add 75% of type 55, and then remaining percentage of 45, and then of course Polish, a little bit of yeast, and then butter. Some my recipe has egg, some recipe have milk, some recipe has milk powder. If you are struggling to make a good quality croissant, drop me a message on my Instagram or send me a WhatsApp message. I will share my recipe with you. If you are a legit baker, if you are struggling to bake, you're really looking for a recipe, then when it comes to the folding, you have already done the folding part. After the folding, the dough again rest before you are shaping the croissant. Okay, I have shared so many video on my Instagram how to shape the croissant, and if you have any other way you if you want to know any other way, so I can also show you through the video process. So I highly recommend you to listen to my podcast. So you know, you can listen while you're driving, you can listen you're in the gym or whatever. So when you come back, you can practice to do the recipe in a better way. Going back, now you've done the laminating, you've done the dough resting, and you shape the dough shape. Once the dough shape, the thinness that we really want, you flatten the dough and then start shaping after shape. You know, I rest my croissant 5 to 6 hours. Sometimes I rest the croissant overnight with the plastic cover on a tray, and next morning I bake it fresh. Do not proof the croissant with a heat proofer. A lot of people put about 50 to 60 Celsius heat proofing the croissant, and this way, you know what's going to happen. If overheated, the butter going to come out of the croissant, and then all what you have left is a plain dough, and you're not going to get good result out of this. So rest the croissant long as possible while proofing. Once proof, then egg wash, bake the croissant. If you have a convection oven with a steam inject, you know, a lot of chefs don't do this. I steam my croissant, steam bake, about 5 seconds steam, and about 180 degrees, 190 degrees, then bring the temperature down once halfway through bake, and you get nice golden crispy color. Croissant you need to bake about 15 to 17 minutes. It depends on size of croissant. Some croissant as if 70 grams, you might have to a little bit more, 80 grams. And some of the croissant we bake 40 grams and even 25 grams. Okay, so if you have any other question, please post me, and I will explain you step by step on this podcast how to make a croissant. And any other question you have regarding baking or bread baking or cakes, anything, I'm more than happy to answer your question. Have a wonderful evening, and talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Hi guys, how's everybody doing this morning? I am sitting in my car, so listening. I am driving back to my work, so hopefully we will get some podcast recorded on the way. It takes like 8 minutes from my house to reach my work, so let's get started. All right, today I am going to talk about a very important topic at the time of this pandemic. Let me open the door. Yeah, I hope that doesn't get distracted on my recording. You know, that's the best thing you can do, right? Timing is matter, guys. All right, use your time wisely. All right, that's my word of wisdom to you. While I'm driving, I'm recording, so you guys can drive and listen to me next time. All right, let's talk about the very important subject today. I'm going to talk about the attitude towards positivity, or change, at least trying to fix your attitude, trying to build a positive attitude toward everything in life. Okay, so you know, I got up this morning about 7 a.m. morning. I went bed at 2 o'clock. I usually go bed at early, but last night I got some stuff to do, some stuff finishes, so I couldn't. I have some client to respond. Usually Saudi sleep quite late, so you know, I have to stay up to respond to them. So that's why I went late. But when I woke up this morning, fasting I went and I drink a glass of water. And I've, you know, warm water. That's my habit all the time. So I went, my wife, my kids, just my small daughter, Rihanna was sleeping. Alize was got up because she has online class at 7 a.m. morning. So I went to my wife, she was cooking something in the kitchen. And I went to ask her, how you doing? And she say, oh, she's not so well, this and that. You know, then I told her right away, you should never say that. Why? Because when the moment, God decided to wake you up in the morning, you should be happy. The moment you are able to wake up in the morning, that you should be already happy. Because you know, so many people took their last breath and that night that you were sleeping. So you have no right to complain. As long as you're living, guys, all right? That's the number one. Be positive when you wake up in the morning. Number two is people are, I was, a few days back, I called one of my friend based in Australia, and she was always, you know, this pandemic, it's this, and you know, she's in London now, so she can travel back. And this whole Chinese coronavirus ripped her life apart. And she say, ha life, you see this? What about you and me? You know, we're struggling every day. So you see, this is a negative way of thinking. You should never say such a thing. Because, you know, first of all, you have to be polite to the God. Everything happen in our life is controlled by somebody. Everything happen in our life controlled by our God. So you should be positive. You should be thankful. That you are alive. So I break it down to her and I told her, look, you shouldn't say such a thing. You should say like, you are alive and we're gonna get through this. We're gonna come stronger, and have a when you're positive and you thank to God, and your brain start building up, looking for more positive way to stay positive. I know. I understand, guys, it is challenging time, it is a difficult time for you, for me, for the rest of the world. But unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about this. We just have to be patient and get through this challenging time. Right now, as I'm driving, I'm recording this, a guy cut through me on the traffic. For no reason, you know, like I'm on my lane and driving, so now I'm on the traffic light, a little bit relaxed. All right, so that is the one of thing that I would like to share with you. Be positive, be very positive. Everything happened to you, to your family, no matter what it is, negative or positive, just trying to be thankful to God. Okay, what's happened, what can I do? Something happened, family member sick or death or accident, whatever. Just try to have a positive view about that, okay? When something you cannot control, something that happened, then at least try to have a positive thought about it. You can say simply say, oh, you know what? Okay, this happened. I can do nothing. I really hope, guys, I am not gonna get ticket because I'm wearing a headset and talking sometimes in the camera read like I'm on the phone, you know. I hope I'm not gonna get ticket. If it is get ticket, no problem, I'll pay for it. But it is important for me to put this podcast out there. All right, again another traffic light. Know something, a guy is honing me in my back. He's in hurry already, you know. In Saudi, you will find extremely nice Saudis. But then at the same time, you find extremely rude, arrogant. And that guy perhaps is extremely rude and arrogant, because I had a pedestrian crossing, so I have to stop, right? And he is honing me for no reason. You see what I mean? But let's say this, I'm having a positive view about this. I say, okay, you know what? Maybe he has an emergency. He wants to go fast. Okay, let him go. I have no issue. I'm not hating him on that, right? Well, guys, yeah. So let's get back to the topic. Let's say about how to be positive, right? You have to always be positive. Okay, everything happened to you, negative or positive, and start being positive. And the moment you get up in the morning, you pray, you thank God for your waking up, thank God for giving you good health, thank God for you are blessed. You know, I repeat a few things myself every day. I just say, I'm handsome, I'm kind, I'm blessed, I'm thankful, I'm rich, I'm healthy. And I say this to myself every single day, maybe 100 times, if possible. Just like, there is something we as a Muslim, we say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, which means literally, God is great, God is great. Why you say God is great? Because when you say God is great, you will thank for a lot of stuff, right? The same thing, you know. You can say Subhanallah if you want to say, good thing to God every time. I'm almost approaching at my work. Not far from where I live, right? So, you see, I didn't even know how it kills my time while recording this podcast on my way to work. You see that as a positive note, isn't it? I just have to pass through this bumpy road because there's a lot of prone accident course here. Just bear with me. You can hear the car taking off. You know, in Saudi, you will find most expensive cars. You know, I'm telling you, the crazy kind of cars here. And I'm really blessed because, you know, I'm able to drive here. And I'm so happy, you know, I'm... I'm blessed because I'm driving, and I'm driving along the road of these expensive cars. You know what I mean? Let's think about that, huh? Let's be positive about that. Anyway, going back to positive topic, you see, be positive about your health, be positive about your family, and those come to drain your energy about negativity, tell them, you know, you shouldn't be, because anything happen wrong or good, it's controlled by a God. You cannot do nothing about it. Okay? So try to be a little bit more positive. I'm also going to post this kind of topic on my podcast, not only baking or cooking. Mark, I'm just trying to wait my gate key. How far we are through? We're almost... 11 minute recording. Alright guys, be positive all the time, alright? Be positive and stay energetic. Positive also about not only saying positive, no, doing positive. Being positive about getting up in the morning, doing exercise, and every single day, at least 10 minute cardio. Hi Mark, good morning, how are you? So 10 minute cardio will get you a result, and you know, in your day off, if you don't have much time. I try to do every day. You know, it's very simple. You don't know what I'm talking about, you can go ahead and 10 minute cardio workout, Google it, or YouTube it, and it will show you some amazing trainers that post this stuff. Is free, and you can get this whole thing done very easily, you know. Sorry guys, there's a lot of noises on the background, but that's what happened when you record stuff on the way to work, huh? So, right, positive, eating eating healthy food, exercising daily, drinking plenty of water throughout the day, and be kind to anybody you meet. Someone who cut you through traffic, someone who say mean stuff to you, someone arrogant to you, because everything in life's based on humans, you know. And the event that happened to you also caused by a human. Every shit happened in life is caused by a human. And then next is a thing controlled by a god, like such as calamity, typhoon, and you know, raining and all this stuff happening to us. Okay, you see, this is my spot. The company always park on my spot. I'm gonna park beside him. Let's be positive, huh? And when you're parking, guys, another thing, right? Always, if somebody park beside you and they're taking your space and you want to park next to them, the important things you have to understand is just park nicely so they can get into their car. I always think about this, because if the driver cannot get in their car, they're gonna get very, very mad. And you don't have to do that to make anybody angry. I'm already here at the work, but I'm going to finish it off this podcast, leaving a good note for you. All right, positive, again, positive. Few steps that I already discussed. Eat healthy food, and drink plenty of water. Exercise every day, at least 10-minute cardio. If you don't have anything, just make it 10 minutes. You have no excuse for that, okay? 10-minute cardio. Let your heart rate pump up every day, and you know, start your day from morning. Be thankful, and then start your day with getting up early. Have at least breakfast. I don't have luxury of taking breakfast with my family or sitting at home. So what I do is I get up, I drink some water, then I do some exercise, 10-minute cardio. And then I grab, my wife always prepare this green drink to go. It's a blend of vegetables and fruit. And then I have this bottle, fit into a bottle. And then I got a sandwich with a multi-grain bread. So that's mostly what I eat for breakfast. If it's on my day off, I get up, I probably cook something for my kids. And yeah, so eat healthy food. And drink plenty of water, and fix your attitude, and think always, am I have done wrong, or how can I improve my attitude towards being positive? And smile. When you smile, you trick to your brain and showing that you are happy. Okay, the other day, you know, guys, I have a lot of stuff that go through my head and my work, but I try to stay positive, because being positive help you a lot, right? At this pandemic time, if someone tell you, oh, the pandemic taking my life, ruining my life, don't say that. Just tell them, okay, inshallah, we're gonna get through this. We're gonna come stronger with the God will. We will be stronger, and the world come together. We all start traveling. We all start opening restaurants. We start making money, and life's gonna be back to normal. And next pandemic happen anytime in the world. All the country, world gonna be ready to tackle. Everything happened for a reason. And for now, I have to back to work. So thank you for listening to me. I'm gonna keep recording more podcasts about my life journey as an islander, the one who born in a small island to travel around the world. And I'm gonna share with you my story and also the story of baking and all this stuff, okay? Stay tuned, and thanks a lot, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.